Nehama, it is so good to be with you again today.
非常高兴跟大家再到这个地方。
Since September, I've had the privilege to be in Africa twice.
从上去年的九月开始，我到非洲有两次的机会。
And I want to declare to you today that our God is moving around the world.
我想要向你宣告，我们的神是在世上运行的神。
As Christians, we tell unique stories.
基督徒我们常常有许多的见证。
As Christians, we tell transformation stories.
基督徒我们常常看到生命改变的见证。
A transformation story is the story of what God does in our life.
生命改变的见证是神如何在我的心中做改变的工作。
A transformation story is this is what I used to be.
改变的故事呢是我曾经是这样的人。
And this is who I am now.
结果我今天却成了这样的人。
I used to be like this.
我曾经是这样。
But God is changing my life.
但上帝改变我的生命，使我生命被改变。
And God is doing that inside this church even today.
即使在今天，神仍然在这个教会做工。
Before this service,
在聚会开始之前，
somebody was transformed even today.
就有人在这里生命得着改变。
Praise God for that.
感谢主。
Back in September, I preached on the topic of every one of us is a priest.
去年九月，我谈到每一位都是祭司。
We have a responsibility.
我们有责任。
I talked to a brother today.
我今天跟一位弟兄谈话。
After September,
九月之后
，on Zoom,
在 Zoom,
he contacted his family in China.
他跟家里国内的家人传福音。
And four people of his family have been transformed.
他的家庭有四个人的生命得着耶稣改变。
Praise God for that.
感谢主。
That is the kind of God that we have.
这是我们的主。
And we are living in a day and age right now.
我们今天活在这样的时代。
Where we need a lot of transformation stories.
我们需要有很多生命改变的见证。
So that's what I want to look at today.
所以今天我想要这样看。
I thank you for the relationship that I have with New Hope Christian Church.
非常感谢我跟贵教会有好的关系。
I get the privilege of talking about missions.
我有一个特权可以谈谈宣教。
And so today we're going to look at two specific things.
所以今天我们要主要看两大点。
We're going to look how Jesus transforms our life.
我们将要看耶稣如何改变我的生命。
So that we can transform other people.
所以因着我们，我们也才能够改变人的生命。
Let me say that again because it is very important, the order.
让我再重复一次。
Jesus transforms our life.
耶稣先改变我的生命。
So that we can transform other people's lives.
所以别人的生命才能被改变。
So I want to begin with a question today, and please write this down if you can.
所以今天我想要一开始先问一个问题，如果你可以的话，把它写下来。
What has Jesus done in your life that you would be willing to share to somebody else?
耶稣在你生命做了什么工作，以至于你可以跟别人分享？
Let me say that again.
我再重复一次。
What has Jesus done in your life?
耶稣在你生命做了什么工作？
That you would be willing to share with somebody else.
所以你愿意跟别人分享你的故事。
Jesus has done some amazing things.
耶稣做了许多好的事。
We have the cross.
我们有十字架。
Forgiveness.
我们被饶恕。
We have the resurrection.
我们有复活。
Eternal life.
永远的生命。
We have the word of God.
我们有神的话语，圣经。
Which is a guide for life.
能够成为我们生命的引导。
We have the Holy Spirit.
我们有圣灵。
Who dwells within us.
住在我们的当中。
We have the church of Jesus Christ.
我们有耶稣基督的教会。
And we have relationships.
我们跟神有关系。
And we have the kingdom of God.
我们有神的国度。
Which is a purpose.
这就是我们的目的。
So God has done a life.
神就是我们的生命。
But my question to you,
我今天对你的问题，
what has he done in your life?
他到底对你做了什么？
That would cause you to share with somebody else.
能够跟别人分享。
Turn in your Bibles to John chapter 4.
请你打开你的圣经到约翰福音第四章。
I hope that all of you got the message earlier this week.
我希望各位能够在这周有听到我的讯息。
I hope that you've already had a chance to be in this passage.
我希望各位在有机会能够读到约翰福音第四章。
I sent you some questions.
我问各位一些问题。
To be able to think about ahead of time.
让你各位有机会能够思想。
And we want to look at two things.
我们想要看两件事。
Our brother is going to read this passage.
我的弟兄将要念这一段经文。
Verse 1 to 42.
第一节到第四十二节。
A lot of verses.
很多的经文。
But two things I want you to look for.
注意两件事。
I want you to look for Jesus' methodology.
留意耶稣他的方式。
How did he do it?
他如何做到的?
And then I want you to look at the impact on this woman's life.
同时你看看他这样做以后又发生了什么样的事情?
So two things I want you to listen for.
所以两件事。
The methodology of Jesus,
耶稣的做法,
how he approaches this woman,
他如何去接触这一位妇人,
and then I want you to look at the difference that that made in her life.
然后我想要你留意这个妇人生命有何改变。
Let me pray in English.
让我用英文来祷告。
Father, I thank you for this day.
父亲我,天父我感谢你。
I thank you, God, that you want to do something in our life.
我感谢你要将我们的生命要改变我们。
And I pray, God, that today would make an impact on us.
今天我就祷告，主啊，你在我们生
命，
你影响我们的生命，所以我们可以因着见证影响人。
In Christ's name we pray.
耶稣基督的名，
Amen.
我们祷告， Amen. 好，约翰福音四章第一节，主知道法利赛人听见他收门徒施洗比约翰还多，他就离开了犹大，又往加利利去，必须经过撒玛利亚。于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城名叫叙加，靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地，在那里有雅各井。耶稣因走路困乏，就坐在井旁。那时约有午正，有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水，耶稣对他说，请你给我水喝。那时门徒进城买食物去了。撒玛利亚的妇人对他说，你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？原来犹太人跟撒玛利亚人没有来往。耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。妇人说，先生，没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。妇人说，先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用那么远来打水。耶稣说，你去叫你丈夫也到这里来。妇人说，我没有丈夫。耶稣说，你说没有丈夫是不错的，你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。妇人说，先生，我看出你是先知，我的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在那耶路撒冷。耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。时候将到，如今就是了，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。妇人说，我知道你是弥赛亚要来，他来了就必将一切的事都告诉我们。耶稣说，这和你说话的就是他。当下门徒回来就稀奇耶稣和一个妇人说话，只是没有人说你是要什么，或说你为什么要和他说话。那妇人就留下水罐子往城里去，对众人说，你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了，莫非这就是基督吗？众人就出城往耶稣那里去。这期间门徒对耶稣说，拉比，请吃。耶稣说，我有食物吃是你们不知道的。门徒就彼此对问说，莫非有人拿什么给他吃吗？耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。你们岂不说到收割的时候还有四个月？我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。收割的人得工价，积蓄五谷到永生，叫撒种和收割的一同快乐。俗语说，那人撒种，这人收割，这话可见是真的。我猜你们去收你们所没有劳苦的，别人劳苦，你们享受他们所劳苦的。那城里有好些撒玛利亚人信了耶稣，因为那个妇人做见证说，他将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。 于是撒玛利亚人来见耶稣，求他们在那里住下，他便在那里住了两天。
Amen. Amen. Jesus is amazing.
耶稣是荣耀的神。
Jesus is amazing.
耶稣是荣耀的神。
And we were looking for two things.
我们看两件事情。
We were looking for his methodology.
我们看看他的做法。
And we were looking for the impact of the methodology.
然后我们再看他这样做的影响力。
Jesus Christ came to start a movement.
耶稣基督来发生了一个运动。
Let me be very honest with you.
我对你们非常诚实地说。
Jesus did not come to build buildings.
耶稣来不是要来做一个建筑物。
He came to start a movement.
他开始了一个运动。
A movement of transformed people.
改变人心的运动。
Did Jesus start big?
耶稣一开始有很大吗？
Did he start with a big conference?
他一开始就做得轰轰烈烈搞
研讨会吗？ Was it a big teleconference on Zoom?
他有在 Zoom 上面有做很大的研讨会吗？
Jesus begins very small.
耶稣是从微小的地方开始。
And Jesus' movement always begins like this.
所有耶稣的事工都是从微小开始。
One person at a time.
一个一个开始。
Let me give you a vision for this church.
让我告诉这个教会的意象。
What I envision of New Hope,
当我看到
is that New Hope becomes a place where people's lives become transformed.
我就看到这个教会就是改变人的教会。
How does that happen?
这件事怎么会发生呢？
Good preaching?
因为是很好的讲道吗？
That's a part of it.
可能一部分吧。
Sundays?
还是因为有主日，
That's a part of it.
可能是一部分。
But the big part of it is Monday through Saturday.
但是最重要的还是周一到周五。
In the lives of each of us.
还有我们每个人的生命。
And so in our time this morning, I want to look at some specific things that will help New Hope become a church of transformation.
所以今天我要看几点使我们自己的教会成为改变生命的教会。
I want you to fall in love with Jesus.
我希望各位跟随耶稣。
Personally,
我个人，
but also that you can be a part of the transformational movement.
而我们各位都可以成为耶稣改变人心事工的一部分。
The first idea that we want to look at,
第一件事我想要讲，
is that Jesus intentionally placed himself in the middle of people's lives.
就是耶稣刻意进入人群。
The passage says that Jesus left Jerusalem to go to Galilee.
经文说耶稣离开耶路撒冷到加利利去。
And he had to go through Samaria.
他必须经过撒玛利亚。
If we were looking at a map right now,
如果我们看地图，
that is not a true statement.
这件事未必是真的。
There are many ways that Jesus could have gotten to Galilee.
因为他有许多的路可以通向加利利。
He could have gone this way.
他可以往右边这个道路。
He could have gone this way.
他可以往左边的道路。
But between Jerusalem and Galilee,
从耶路撒冷到加利利，
there was a woman that was going to be transformed that day.
因为那一天有一个妇人，耶稣将要改
变她。Jesus had intentionality to reach her.
所以耶稣刻意去走那条路。
Jesus intentionally put people in his life.
耶稣刻意将你的生命放到他的生命。
And you know that right now.
你现在知道。
We are living in some of the most amazing times ever.
我们现在是活在一个特别的时代。
People's lives are turned upside down.
人的生命上下颠倒。
Instead of walking on the balls of their feet with excitement and encouragement, they are staying back.
当原本应该是好好的努力勇敢向前行，他们现在却是停滞不前。
Fear is in people's hearts.
人的心中有恐惧。
And this is the opportunity for the church.
这就是教会的机会。
And Jesus places himself in the middle of people's lives.
耶稣将他自己就置入了人的生命当中。
The second thing we see in this passage,
第二件事情我们看到，
is that Jesus loves this woman so much that he is willing to break cultural taboos.
耶稣如此的爱这位妇人，以至于他克服一切文化上面的拦阻与隔阂。
Listen to all the things that he does.
你看看他怎么说。
He was a man.
他是一个男人。
She was a woman.
他是一个女人。
In that culture,
在那个文化当中，
men and women did not relate like that.
男女授受不亲。
So gender.
所以性别。
He breaks the taboo of gender.
他突破了性别的障碍。
He was a Jew.
他是犹太人。
She was a Samaritan.
他是撒玛利亚人。
There was a religious issue.
在宗教上面他们是对立的。
He was an Israelite.
她是犹太人。
She was a Samaritan.
她是撒玛利亚人。
There was a political issue.
政治上他们也不相容。
But what we find out in the story,
但我们发现到
she was unclean.
她是不洁净的。
And he is holy.
而耶稣却是圣洁的。
And there's a moral issue.
所以道德上也有冲突。
At least four issues.
至少有四个拦阻。
Jesus had no reason in the world to ever associate with her.
耶稣从来都没有必要去跟她有任何的关系。
Except for one reason.
只有一个原因。
He loved her.
他很爱她。
And her pain.
她的痛苦。
And her story.
这个妇人的故事。
And her history.
她这个妇人她的生命。
And her heart.
还有她的心。
Moved Jesus' heart.To love her.
以至于耶稣想要去爱她。
Praise God.
感谢主。
I don't know each of your stories.
我不知道你们每个人的故事。
But all of us carry cultural reasons to not associate with people.
但是我们常常都是因为文化的原因，以至于我们不跟人来往。
And when you came to know Jesus Christ,
当你了解耶稣，
things change within you.
你会被改变。
I'm not a Republican and you're a Democrat.
不是民主党共和党。
It's bigger than that.
有更高的更崇高的目标。
I'm a Christian now.
我是基督徒。
And now I'm guided by Jesus.
我被耶稣所引导。
And Jesus was willing to break taboo.
耶稣愿意打破一切的禁忌。
For the sake of the gospel.
为着福音的缘故。
Number three.
第三点。
His methodology.
他的方式。
Did Jesus preach to her?
他有没有向他传道啊？
Did he preach to her?
他有向她传道吗？
Did he start by telling her all the things that she had done wrong?
他有告诉她说她所犯的一切错误吗？
He begins with what?
他怎么样开始的？
He begins with a question.
他以问题来做开始。
This was Jesus's methodology.
这是耶稣的方式。
Let me ask you, why are questions so powerful?
为什么问题是有力量的？
A question opens up a person's heart.
因为一个问题会开启人的心扉。
See, I am guilty of this all the time as a pastor.
我作为一个牧者，我非常了解这件事。
I love to talk.
我喜欢讲话。
I've got information that I love to share.
我很喜欢跟人家分享。
And it's one way.
是单向的。
But in a question,
但是问题，
it opens up the person's heart.
问题可以使人回应，可以打开人的心扉。
Do you remember the question?
你记得问题吗？
Can you give me something to drink?
你可以给我一点水喝吗？
And it was the kind of question that Jesus was listening for her response.
这些问题是让妇人可以回应耶稣。
He knew all about the taboos.
他当然知道全部的禁忌。
He knew that what he was doing was culturally dangerous.
他当然知道他这样子做在文化上面是有冒一些风险。
But he wanted to get to her heart.
但是他想要深入这个妇人的心扉。
Christianity is not just about the head.
基督信仰不是只是头脑的信仰，
It's about the heart.
是有关于你的心。
How do you feel? How do you think?
你怎么感受？你怎么思想？
What is on your heart?
你心中在想的是什么？
And that one question
有一个问题
opens up everything.
打开了其他的问题。
See, my brother and I, we can be enemies.
我们两位可能是敌人。
But when we begin spending time together,
当我们两个开始有
团契， I begin to share, he begins to share.
我们开始在互相分享。
We share small things.
我们从小地方开始分享。
Tell me about your wife.
谈谈你的妻
子。Tell me about your family.
谈谈你的家庭。
Tell me about your job.
谈谈你的工作。
Very safe.
非常安全的谈话。你过来。
Very safe information.
非常安全的问题。
And over time,
但是随着时间推移，
trust begins to happen.
信任开始建造，开始发生。
We started here.
我们从高的地方。
Tell me about your religion.
从
Well, I'm a Samaritan.
谈谈你的，谈谈你的信仰。我是撒玛利亚人，你是犹太人。
And then in the conversation,
然后这个问题，
trust begins to happen.
就开始到人的心中，信任开始发生。
Trust is powerful.
信任很强大，很有力量。
Go call your husband.
打电话给你的先生。
Isn't this amazing?Within one question, opens up this entire heart of this woman.
对撒玛利亚人问说：“你的先生在？”现在跟你同居的那个男人，你没有跟他结婚，而且你以前有五个丈夫。
And now we're at the issue.
那现在就是有个核心问题。
The issue was not religion.
这个问题不是宗教问题。
The issue was this woman's heart.
这个问题是这个妇人要面对的问题。
And like many women around the world,
就像许多人一样。
She had a hole in her heart. She was trying to.
她心中有其他的男人来填补这个空虚。
And she realized that nothing could satisfy that place.
她发现没有任何一件事物可以填补这内心的空虚。
If we are going to be a people and a church that help transform people's lives,
如果我们要成为一个可以改变人的教会，
we have to see that Jesus is concerned about each of our hearts.
我们就要看到耶稣基督关心我们每个人的内心世界。我自己有问题，
you have issues.
你也有问题。
And it's those particular issues,
而这些问题，
that Jesus Christ has come to heal.
耶稣基督就可以医治。
And here's the name of the message today.
所以这是今天的讯息。
The name of the message is this.
今天的讯息是这样。
Brokenness
破碎
is a bridge to God's blessing and not a barrier.
是蒙福的桥梁，破碎是蒙福的桥梁，不是拦阻。
Our brokenness
我们的破碎
is not a barrier, but a bridge
不是拦阻
to God's blessing.
是桥梁，是蒙福的桥梁。
Around the world,
在这个世界，
when you talk to Christians,
当你谈到基督信仰，
about their biggest fear about sharing their faith,
最困难、最大的恐惧来分享的原因，
what keeps you from talking to somebody about Jesus? Fear number one,
第一个恐惧，
I don't know enough.
我不太懂耶稣。
I'm a new believer.
我是刚信主的。
I'm not a pastor.
我不是牧师。
I'm a businessman.
我只是一个做生意的。
I'm a housewife.
我只是家庭主妇。
I don't know enough.
我不知道这个信仰。
That's not what happens to this woman in this passage.
但是在这个经文，我们看不出这样的问题。
This woman in this passage becomes a missionary because Jesus has now understood her like nobody else has ever understood her.
这位井边的妇人居然成为宣教士，因为她心中的妇人心中的苦痛被耶稣所了解。
So the first objection,
所以第一个反对，
I don't know enough.
我自己不够明白。
The second objection,
第二个反对，
you don't know my past.
你不知道过去。
My past is a sinful past.
我过去有一个黑暗的过去。
If you really knew my story,
如果你真的想听我的故事，
I could never be used by God.
我再也不能给神用了。
What?
Huh?
You see what happens in this passage?
但是你看到这段经文，
Jesus pursues her.
耶稣来寻求她。
Jesus exposes her.
耶稣使她的罪恶被暴露。
I mean, the things that Jesus finds out about her, some women never tell anybody else.
这样的罪恶，很多人都没有办法，难以启齿。
He pursues her. He exposes her.He heals her and then he releases her.
他寻求她，他暴露她的罪恶，他使她信主，同时他释放了她。
In the midst of her brokenness,
在她的破碎当中，耶稣施行了医治。
Praise God.
感谢主。
Praise God.
感谢主。
I know that there are some of you here today.
我知道当中有一些人。
God can never use me.
你会想说，神绝对不会用我。
Let me tell you a story, a recent story from Egypt.
那我告诉你一个从埃及的故事。
I was in Egypt from February 6th to the 17th.
2月6号到17号我在埃及。
And I was at a discipleship conference.
所以我在建造门徒的会议里面。
And I had just preached.
然后我在谈道。
And a pastor came up to me.
当我讲完道，一个牧师来找我。
And he said to me, I just don't think I have the personality to be a disciple maker.
他告诉我说，我想我的个性性格上我就是不能成为一个门徒。
I said, what do you mean by that?
他说你在说什么？
He said, I'm not like you.
我不像你一样。
I'm not loud like you.
我不像，我声音没你大声。
And I said, praise God for that.
感谢主。他说，我说我感谢主。
Tell me about Thaddeus. Tell me about Bartholomew.
告诉我怎么样跟随你。
They were disciples that we know nothing about.
在我们当中，我们有一些门徒是我们无法、我们不了解的，为什么？
Probably because of their personality.
可能是因为他们的个性。
So that was early in the conference.
所以在会议的一开始是这样。
3 days later,
三天以后，
The testimony time.
是见证的时刻。
The videographer comes to the front.
摄影师到前面来。
And he brings this associate pastor.
然后他谈这个牧师。
And here's the videographer's testimony.
然后这一位摄影师他自己的见证。
I don't know why I'm at this conference.
他说我为不知道为什么我会来到这里。
I had many opportunities to be at other places.
我其实我有很多机会可以到别的地方去。
But I just felt that there was a need for me to be at the conference.
但是我心中总是感到我一定要来到这个地方。
And when I came to the conference,
当我来到这里，
this man right here began to talk to me about Jesus Christ.
这一位牧师开始来对我谈耶稣基督的事。
And I gave my life to Jesus because of this man.
然后我就将我的生命交给耶稣，因为这位牧师。
Don't you love that story?
觉得这个故事怎么样？
God cannot use me.
上帝
说 I don't have the right personality.
当我们自责说神不能使用我们，
and God uses him,
神
so that others might come to know Jesus.
神就使用那一位说自己不行的牧师。
Our brokenness, and all of us have brokenness,
我们自己的破碎，
our brokenness is a bridge to God's blessing and not a barrier.
是使人蒙福的桥梁，他从来不是拦阻。
This is what Christ is doing in my life.
这就是耶稣在我生命中所做的事。
He has changed me.
他改变了我。
He has forgiven me.
他原谅了我。
She goes into town.
这位妇人到城里面。
And here's her message.
他对城里的人说，
Come see this man who told me everything that I have ever done.
来看这一位人，因为他将我素来所做的一切事都说出来了。
She is using her brokenness as the message to Jesus.
他使用他自己的黑暗破碎来使人可以来到耶稣面前。
No fear,
人不再恐惧。
No shame,
不再感到羞耻。
I believe China is a shame culture.
我们中国人是有羞耻文化的。
You don't tell anybody the things that are in your heart.
家丑不外扬。
And here was a woman,
但是这一位妇人，
when she encountered Jesus,
当她接触到耶稣，
it didn't matter.
一切都不再重要。
Jesus loved her.
耶稣爱我，爱她。
Jesus accepted her.
耶稣接纳她。
Jesus forgave her.
耶稣原谅饶恕她。
Jesus healed her.
耶稣医治她。
And Jesus released her.
耶稣释放她。
And God used her story greatly.
上帝使用她的见证。
Praise God.
感谢主。
Praise God.
感谢主。
I don't know what it is for you.
我不知道你是怎么样。
But every single one of you, God wants to use us.
但是每一位都是神要使用你
to accomplish His mission,
去完成他的使命。
And after He heals her,
当他医治完她以后，
He equips her to go back into her village.
他让她可以回到她的村庄来传福音。
And at the end of the story,
在这个故事的结尾，
many Samaritans believe because of this woman.
许多撒玛利亚人信主。原因都是因为这一个妇人的关系。
Amen.
Amen.
God is doing something in this church right now.
神在我们这个教会现在正在做工。
I was in the church in very few minutes today, and I began to hear stories of what God is doing.
当我踏进这个教会的时候，我就听到许多的见证。
And I believe that God is up to something.
我相信神会在这里做工。
Even during COVID.
甚至在 COVID 疫情的时候。
I believe God wants to grow this church during COVID.
我相信神会使用疫情使这个教会成长。
So I want to give you two applications today.
所以我给各位两件应用。
Application number one.
第一个应用。
Prepare your salvation story.
准备好你的见证故事。
You need to be able to have in just one sentence what Christ has done in your life.
你去在你的得救见证里面，你要讲出来耶稣在你的生命当中做了什么。
You need to have a longer story.
你也要一个比较长的故事。
But you also need to have a very small story.
那你也要一个比较短的故事。
This is the kind of person I used to be.
这过去我是这样的人。
But because of Jesus, this is who I am now.
但是因为耶稣，我今天变成何等人。
I'm not perfect.
我不是完美的。
But now I'm walking with God in my life.
但现在有耶稣在我的生命当中，我与他同行。
He's given me peace.
他给我平安。
He's given me hope.
他给我希望。
He's given me love.
他给我爱。
I no longer have to fear death.
我再也不用恐惧死亡。
Because for a Christian, we will live forever.
因为基督徒有永远的生命。
What a a story.
这是多么好棒的见证。
So the first application for you,
第一个应用
is I want you to begin to know your story of what Jesus has done.
就是在你自己的故事，耶稣在你生命当中的见证，你要记下来。
Because here's what the Holy Spirit will do.
圣灵可以这样做工。
He will put people in your life.
在你的身边，他会安置人。
That you can begin to share your story with.
然后你可以分享你的得救见证。
And now that you have Jesus on your mind.
如果你心思所念都有想到耶稣。
I'm at HEB.
在 HEB.
And I'm checking out.
当你出去结账的
时候。And I'm buying my food.
当你买东西的时候
and I ask a question.
当你问问题的时候
How are you doing?
人家问说你做
Well,
今天如何
I'm a little bit afraid of COVID.
如果你的回答是
I'm not quite sure about my future.
我很担如果他的回答是说我很担心疫情我不确定未来
The door of opportunity has been opened.
其实那就是传福音的门
And it gives me an opportunity.
让给我们一个机会
Let me tell you about Jesus.
让我来告诉你耶稣。
Jesus Christ can give you hope even in the midst of COVID.
在疫情当中，耶稣仍然给我们盼望。
So the first thing is to have your story.
所以第一件事情就是随时预备好你自己的见证。
And I just want to encourage you today that your story is powerful.
我想要跟各位鼓励说，你的故事是非常之有力的。
For many, many years, I never felt like I had a story.
许多年我都觉得说我自己没有什么故事好讲。
I came from a good family.
我有好的家庭。
I came from a Christian family.
我从好的基督徒家庭而来。
I had a mother and father that prayed with me in the morning and in the evening.
我的父母早晨跟晚上都陪我祷告。
My great grandparents were missionaries to Africa.
我的祖父母那一辈他们是非洲的宣教士。
So I didn't feel like I had a good salvation story.
我就觉得我的生命故事不怎么精彩。
I wasn't on drugs.
我没有吸毒。
I was not in alcohol.
我没有酗酒。
I did not have premarital sex.
我婚前没有性行
为。All of those things.
这些都没有。
And for years, I never felt like I had a good story.
许多年我都觉得我很平凡之普通，没有好的故事可讲。
But the older I got,
但是当我
I realized that Jesus has protected me.
当我年纪渐长，我发现都是耶稣在保守我。
Jesus has forgiven me.
耶稣原谅了我，饶恕了我。
And Jesus has given me a hope.
耶稣给我生命的盼望。
Your story is powerful.
你的故事是很有力的。
So the first thing, prepare your story.
所以第一件事情，准备好你的故事。
The second thing,
第二件事
get ready.
准备好。
Because this week,
因为这个礼拜
God is going to bring some people into your life.
神一定会在你的生命当中放一些人
for you to share the hope of Jesus Christ.
让你有机会跟人分享你的见证。
Just be ready for that.
准备好你自己。
Maybe by phone,
或许是一通电话。
Maybe by Zoom,
或许是 Zoom 的会议。
Maybe relationally,
或许是关系上。
God is going to bring people into your life.
上帝会将人带到你的生命当中。
And you're going to respond, 你好吗？
你要开始回应，从问候开始，你好吗？
The conversation is going to start.
对话就会开始。
And in a very short time,
在很短的时间
，The Holy Spirit,
圣灵
is going to reveal to you the direction to go.
将会显现，让你知道说对话的方向。
Most of the time, when people come to know Jesus,
大部分人为什么会信主
？It's through a relationship.
是因为关系的原因。
Very seldom does it happen without people.
很少是没有人的介入，没有人跟人之间关系，人可以信主。
In John chapter 4,
在约翰福音第四章
，The woman needed Jesus.
这位妇人跟耶稣建立关系
，to lead her to Jesus.
所以他就可以跟耶稣有关。
And the people that are around us,
而在我们周边的人
need you and I,
需要你跟我
to lead them to Christ,
以至于我们可以带他们来见主。
Since September,
从九月开始
I have learned some things about New Hope Christian Church.
我对于这个教会，我学习到一些事情。
I have learned that for many of you, you are a first generation Christian.
我注意到各位很多都是第一代的基督徒。
You do not have a long spiritual lineage of grandparents and parents that have come to know the Lord. You are a first generation Christian.
所以父辈、祖父辈，我们都没有属灵的传统，我们自己就是第一代基督徒。
Praise God for that.
感谢主。
So let me be very honest with you today.
所以我今天跟各位非常之坦白。
Your Christianity is not based on what you do.
你的基督信仰不是。根据你现在在做什么
？The reason that we worship Jesus，
我们来敬拜耶稣的原因。
And the worship today was beautiful.
今天的敬拜很美。
It was fantastic.
是很棒。
Why do we do that?
但为什么我们要这样做？
Because our salvation is not based upon us.
因为我们得救不是靠我们自己。
It's not how much good that you put on the scales in hoping that one day when you stand in front of God, there will be the good that overweighs the bad.
不是你自己怎么样做一个好人，然后分数越来越高，最后你值得被神所接受。
That's what religion looks like around the world.
这种东西叫做宗教。
Christianity is not that religion.
真实的信仰不是宗教。
Christianity says there is nothing that you and I can do to ever earn our salvation.
跟随耶稣的人就知道，你不管做得再好，你都不可能得到神的救赎。
Salvation is what Christ has done for us.
救赎是耶稣基督神的儿子自己所做的工作。
And he took my sin,
他拿走了我的罪。
And he took my brokenness,
他拿走了我的破碎。
And he put it on the cross,
然后将他自己钉在十字架上。
So that we can be forgiven.
所以我们可以得到神的饶恕。
There's none of us in here that are good enough to earn our salvation.
我们当中没有一个好人可以得到神的救赎。可以靠做好事得到神的救赎。
It's what Christ has done.
是因为有爱我们的耶稣来为我们成就。
And church, before we pray today,
在我们祷告之前，
we are living in the best time for the church.
我们现在就是在教会一个非常好的时代。
This is the best time.
现在就是最好的时代。
Because around the world, everybody's equation has been broken.
因为这个世界现在就是到处充满着破碎与痛苦。
We can't do what we used to do.
你再也不能按照过去的保护方式来做事。
We're restricted.
我们被限制。
We can't even go to work.
我们甚至连上班都有问题。
We work online.
我们都在网路上。
And people are frustrated.
人们非常的挫折沮丧。
And it's the opportunity for Jesus.
但却是耶稣基督的良机。
To bring hope.
能够将希望带到人的心中。
Through us.
透过我们。
Amen.
Amen.
Two things this week.
两件事。
Your salvation story.
你自己的得救见证。
And ask God, bring people in my life.
祷告求主将人带到你的生命当中，你有分享见证的机会。
Heavenly Father.
天上的父神。
We thank you for today.
我今天非常感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this story.
父神，我感谢这个故事。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the love of Jesus that comes alive in this story.
父神，在这个故事当中，我们就看到耶稣基督的爱。
God, we thank you for this woman that encounters Jesus.
主啊，我感谢你，我感谢这一个与你发生接触的这一位妇人。
She is exposed.
她被暴露，她的罪恶被暴露。
She is forgiven.
但是她的罪恶。
She is healed.
她的罪恶却被饶恕医治。
And she is released.
她被释放。
To become an agent of transformation.
她就成为改变生命的器皿。
And Lord, that's what we want to be.
主啊，我们也想要像这样。
Heavenly Father, we want to be agents of transformation.
我们希望成为改变生命的器皿。
We want to be people that are used by you in other people's lives.
我们希望可以成为被你使用的门徒，来改变别人的生命。
And God, we thank you that that transformation has happened even today here.
我们感谢主，我们看到这样的改变今天就在发生。
God, we want more of that.
但主，我们希望能够有更多更多的改变。
We want more transformation.
我们希望有更多的生命发生改变。
If there's anybody here today that has never trusted in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sins,
如果今天在座跟在网络上面还有人没有信靠耶稣基督，他的罪恶还没有被洗清。
I pray that they would understand how much Jesus loves them.
我祷告他们今天会了解耶稣基督有多爱他们。
And wants to release them.
我希望能够释放他们。
And Lord, I pray that you would use our brokenness.
主啊，我祷告你会使用我们的破碎
to reach other people,
能够接触其他的人
for the gospel,
为着福音的缘故。
In your mighty name we pray.
在你的圣名，我们这样子的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.